you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, January 15th, 2025. Oh, listening friend, you're in for such a treat. You're going to get blessed. And I trust God's going to use this program, and maybe has already used yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, as we continue this series with Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church, Seeking God for a Breakthrough. We began it last Tuesday and Wednesday, and those programs are archived at WLUJ.org and GreatNewsRadio.org under the Mark and Friends tab. And it's an exciting series that I felt God wanted you all to hear, and I'm being very blessed myself by listening to it. And so today we're going to learn all about what is a breakthrough, how do we achieve one, and as we seek it, it's not maybe just a spiritual breakthrough, it could be a health breakthrough, a financial breakthrough, maybe it's a work breakthrough you need, or a relationship breakthrough, maybe a breakthrough at school, or something you need like an idea at work, a breakthrough with your kids, or maybe a breakthrough with God. And so we're going to learn all about it by Pastor Rick Warren, who I trust God will use to bless you this very day and help you achieve the breakthrough God wants for you. Here's Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church.
This week, I saw posted on my Facebook site this note. Nothing in my life seems to be working right now. I'm lonely, I'm broke, I'm out of work, I'm a minority, and every door I knock on seems to close before me. Pastor Rick, I feel like I've been headed down a blind alley and I've reached a dead end in my work and with my girlfriend. Can you help me? Does God even care? I really need a breakthrough. It was that last phrase that caught my attention and actually helped me decide what I was going to teach on this weekend. I really need a breakthrough. Now, what is a breakthrough? Well, according to the dictionary, a breakthrough is a sudden, dramatic, and important advance. A sudden, dramatic, and important advance. Science has breakthroughs. Technology has breakthroughs. Medicine has breakthroughs. An important, sudden, dramatic, important advance. Diplomacy, as I said, has breakthroughs. You can have a breakthrough in your marriage. You can have a breakthrough in a relationship. You can have a breakthrough in your career. Now, the opposite of a breakthrough is a setback. And if you're not moving forward, then you are either stalled, and that could be the opposite of a breakthrough. You're at an impasse. You're at a dead end. You're at a deadlock. You're stalemated. You say, I'm not making any progress in my life. I'm not making any progress in my marriage. I'm not making any progress in my career. I need a breakthrough. Or you could have had a setback. And you say, I need to move forward. Now, we can have personal and spiritual breakthroughs too. I've had many in my life. I've had moments of clarity in my life when all of a sudden I go, aha, and God worked in my life and I took a whole new direction. I remember the very first one as a teenager working as a lifeguard at a Christian camp when my life was headed this direction and all of a sudden it took a whole new direction in life because I had that breakthrough moment, that moment of clarity. Now, I don't know if you figured this out or not, but God often uses pain to get our attention. C.S. Lewis said, God whispers to us in our pleasure, but he shouts to us in our pain. He's in our pain. He's going, hello, do you think I just made you to live for yourself? Huh? You think that the whole purpose of your life is for you to just live for you? No. You're made for so much more. And God often uses pain to get our attention, and God often uses pain to prepare us for a breakthrough. So if you're in pain right now, congratulations. You may be getting ready for a breakthrough. The Bible says this in Proverbs 20, verse 30. Sometimes it takes a painful experience to make us change our ways. Anybody agree with that? Yeah, we've all had experiences without. We don't change when we see the light. We change when we feel the heat. And when things get bad enough, you never change in life until the fear of change is exceeded by your pain. And when your pain gets worse than your fear, then you change. That's human behavior. And so God often allows upsets and shakeups and pain in our lives. You may be getting ready for a breakthrough right now because you're going through a period of confusion. And you go, I don't have the foggiest idea what I'm supposed to do next with my life. I don't even know. And I'm just kind of in a ball of confusion. I don't know what to do. Or you may be feeling overwhelmed. And you think, there's just too much to get done, and I can't get it all done. And I'm overwhelmed by life. Some of you probably feel that way, overwhelmed by life. You need a breakthrough. Some of you maybe feel outnumbered. You say, I feel like I'm in the minority here, and I feel like the majority's coming against me, and I don't like this, and I'm outnumbered, and I need a breakthrough. Or you may be thinking, I'm under-resourced. I don't have the money I need to do what I need to do with my life. I don't have the funds. I don't have the resources. And so I need a financial breakthrough. Now, when I talk about this, I want you to ask yourself, where do I need a breakthrough? Some of you need a breakthrough with your health. It's not good, and you've been struggling with it, and you need a physical or health breakthrough with your life. Some of you need a breakthrough in your finances. The truth is, you're not making it, and you're going the wrong way, and you're going deeper and deeper in debt. And you go, I need a financial breakthrough. Some of you need a relationship breakthrough. Your marriage or your friendship or your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you're at an impasse, and you're deadlocked. And you're at a stalemate, and it's not moving forward, and it's just kind of stuck. You may need a breakthrough at school. You may need a breakthrough at work. You may need a new idea, a breakthrough idea for your business. You may need a breakthrough with your kids. And you go, you know, it's just not working. They're heading the wrong direction. I can see it. You may need a breakthrough with God. And that's what we're going to do the next 34 days, which we're calling 34 days of seeking God, is seeking a breakthrough. Now, I have been in ministry for about 45 years, and what I've learned is that breakthroughs happen generally when you seek them. They don't just happen spontaneously. You get a breakthrough in your life when you seek a breakthrough. I've talked to hundreds of thousands of people who were stuck in certain positions, and in order to get to that breakthrough, they had to do some certain things to actually seek it. And that's what we're going to do because I've discovered that breakthroughs typically happen when you seek them. Look at this verse on the screen. The Bible says in Psalm 72, verse 2, when I was in distress, that's pain, I sought the Lord. I'm seeking a breakthrough. And every night I stretched out my hands to him in prayer. I'm going to teach you how to do that this weekend, how to seek the Lord, how to stretch out your hands in prayer to him. When you're in pain, when you're in distress, when you're in confusion, when you're overwhelmed, outnumbered, or under-resourced. Now, starting on Monday, we're going to have an emphasis on seeking God. And we're actually going to start with a day of fasting, where you go without food for a day. Because in the Bible, that's often a sign to God that you're serious about not staying in the condition that you're in. Now, I don't want you to miss this. I don't want you to miss the breakthrough that God has planned for you. So this weekend, we're going to look at, if you'll take out your message notes, praying and fasting for a breakthrough. Praying and fasting for a breakthrough. Now, I want to tell you that if you're listening to this right now, whether it's any of the 17 campuses or here at the Lake Forest campus or you're listening online, this is not an accident. I've been praying for this message for some time, and I ask God to bring just the right people here. So if you are here hearing me talk about this, I take it pretty seriously that God wants to do a breakthrough in your life. There are a lot of people who won't hear this message because maybe they don't need it. But if you're here, it means God wants to do something special in your life, and I want you to experience the breakthrough. Now, in the Bible, anytime anybody needed any kind of breakthrough, physical, financial, relational, emotional, needed a breakthrough, they always would seek God through prayer and fasting. Always. And I'm going to give you just a couple examples. I could give you hundreds of these. I'm going to give you an example of two kings. The first one is David. David's probably the most famous king in the Bible. He was king of Israel at its, you know, pinnacle of power. He had united all of the 12 tribes together. And yet, he had a great thing going, and always after something good happens, there is always a downside to it. With every mountaintop, there's a valley. After every victory, there's a test. And we looked at Daniel, we saw all of those tests. He'd have a promotion, get another test, promotion, get another test, and on. David had just got elected, chosen king of Israel. This is a big deal. The moment he gets chosen as king, all hell breaks loose. And that often happens in your life. When something really good happens, you get a promotion or something, right after that, somebody doesn't like it and it starts to crumble. So let me show you this first example. Here on the screen, 1 Chronicles chapter 14 says this. When the Philistines learned that David had been made king of Israel, now the Philistines are the enemy, and they've got a big, big army, bigger than Israel's. They mobilized all of their forces against him, against David, to attack and enslave him. Now, you may have felt this in your life. You maybe felt like the forces were mobilizing against you and that you're under attack and that something or someone or some habit is trying to enslave you. And so he's being mobilized, they're being mobilized to come against David. But David heard the news and he moved to his fortified place. Now that's a good thing. You ought to have a fortified place. Do you have one? When you're under attack, when times are tough, when you don't know which way to turn, when you feel like everything's against you, what's your fortified place? If you remember Saddleback, this is it. This is your fortified place. Our church family is a fortified place. We will pray for you. We will back you up. We will support you. We will be there. That's what small groups are all about. A small group is a fortified place. If you don't have a fortified place when the enemy comes after you, you're going to get killed. And so David pulls back to his fortified place. The church, the family of God, is a fortified place. Now it says this, then the Philistine army moved in and spread out across the entire valley. So they're pretty much encircling him. They're trying to get him so he has no escape. So what does David do? So David sought the Lord in prayer. That's what we're going to do for the next 34 days. We're going to seek the Lord in prayer for a breakthrough in your life. And not only are you going to be praying for your life, you're going to be praying for other people, and all of the church is going to be praying for you. How would you like to have this entire church praying for you for the next 34 days? You think that might help? Probably would. As a church family, we're going to pray for each other for 34 days. Can you imagine how your life might be different if you have thousands of brothers and sisters in this family praying for you? And so it says there, let's go back. So David sought the Lord in prayer, and he asked, should I go fight these Philistines? Will you give them over to me? Now, here's an important lesson of life. Never fight a battle without asking God first. A legal battle, a financial battle, a relational battle, a battle at work, never ever fight a battle without asking God first. If you don't ask God, you're on your own. Good luck. But if you do what David did, he sought the Lord in prayer and said, should I even make an issue of this at work? Should I make an issue of this with my wife, with my husband? Should I never fight a battle without asking God first? And he'll tell you. Now it says, here's what God said. The Lord replied, yes, go ahead. You can certainly count on me to give you the victory. So David went out, and he defeated them. He defeats the enemy. And then David said, this is great, I watched the Lord break through. I watched the Lord break through my enemies like a mighty flood. So he named the place, the Lord broke through. That's what I want to happen in your life. I want you to name a place, the Lord broke through. My finances, the Lord broke through. My impasse in this relationship, the Lord broke through. My schooling, the Lord broke through. You need a breakthrough in your life. But you got to do the things that David did. Now, let me give you a second example. This is another king in Israel. He's got a more weird name. He's not named David. His name is Jehoshaphat. How'd you like to be named that? Jehoshaphat. Probably at school, he was called Fatty for short. Okay. Hey, Fatty, how you doing? Okay. And this guy is facing overwhelming opposition too. In fact, he's just had a spiritual revival in his nation. Everything's going great. And then all it says it says that three enemy nations came against this king, Jehoshaphat. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, it says this. Look up here on the screen. After this, after what? After they'd had this big spiritual victory. You can always count on it. When things are going good, behind every mountaintop is a valley. After this, all the good things that happened in chapter 19, three enemies joined forces against Judah. That's another name for the northern part of Israel. And their enemies, the Bible actually tells us it was the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the Minuites. Now, they may have had the Stalactites and Stalagmites and the Outasites and the Uptites, but I don't know. I do know that there were at least three that were there coming against him. And so he's clearly outmanned, outmaneuvered, outnumbered. And maybe you felt like that in life. He says, after this, the enemies joined forces against Judah, and some men told the king, a vast army is coming against you. Now, that's a reason to worry. And it says, alarmed and afraid, that's a natural first reaction when you are under attack. Alarmed and afraid, King Jehoshaphat resolved to seek the Lord. Now, we're going to come back to this, but notice, he doesn't stay afraid. Instead, he switches from being focused on his worries to focusing on the Lord. It's a resolution. It's a choice. And I'm going to teach you how to do this, how you can break the habit of worry in your life. Alarmed and afraid, he doesn't stay focused on what he doesn't like. He immediately switches his mind to seek the Lord. He takes his vision off the bad things and he puts his vision on God. All right? And then it says this. He resolved to seek the Lord. Then he proclaimed a fast for everyone. Why? Because a fast says, God, we're serious about this. You got our attention. It's just a way of saying we're serious. We mean business on this prayer. So all of the people came together to seek help from the Lord, and they came from everywhere to seek God. Now, this guy, Jehoshaphat, does four things right, and it's the four things you got to do if you want to have a breakthrough in your life, in any area, relational, physical, mental, spiritual, whatever. First thing, instead of worrying, he refocuses on God. A second, it says he resolved, that means he made a choice, to say, I'm going to focus and seek God. I'm going to find out what God wants me to do with my life. I want to know God's will. He resolved to seek the Lord. Third, he fasted. He actually called for a national fast because the whole nation was under attack. So the whole nation said, we're going to go without food. It's saying, God, we're serious about this. We mean business. We want your input on this. And then it says all of the people joined together to seek God through prayer. And the result was a miraculous victory. I'm not going to tell you the whole story. You can go read 2 Chronicles 20. It's one of my favorite stories. But the bottom line is when these three enemy armies came together, God says, you won't have to fight in this battle. Just watch. I'm going to confuse them. And he confuses the three enemies. They start fighting each other. They kill each other off. They all die. And Israel walks into the valley, and they get to pick up all the spoils of war. It took them about 3 days to take off all the spoils of war. And so they named the place the Valley of Blessing. What had been a valley of battle became a valley of blessing. Now, in your life, you got some battles going on, maybe with your parents, maybe with your spouse, maybe with a child, maybe with somebody at work. God wants to turn the valley of battles into a valley of blessing. But the key is to do the four things that Jehoshaphat did and that David did. And they say, well, how about me? How do I do that? How do I do these same four things that these two kings did long ago? Well, Paul tells us how to do it in the book of Philippians. And in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, Paul says, under the inspiration of God, there are four things you need to do if you're going to have a breakthrough. Let me read you that passage, okay? Put it on the screen. Here's what Philippians 4, 6 to 8 says. Don't worry about anything, but pray instead in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. So he says, don't worry, but instead he's saying pray. And he says, you do it with thanksgiving. And he says, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. What is the peace that passes understanding? The peace that passes understanding means I'm at peace and there's no really reasonable reason for it. I'm just at peace. I'm in the middle of the storm. Everything's falling apart around me, but I'm at peace. That's when you have the peace that passes understanding. There's no logical, rational explanation. It's the peace that comes from God. It's not I'm at peace because of this or that or this or that. It's I'm at peace the peace that passes understanding. There's no reason why I should be calm. There's no reason why I should not be stressed by that, but I'm not. Why? Because I didn't worry about anything, but I put my request before God. And then he says this, then fix your thoughts, that's focus, fix your thoughts on things that are true, because there's a lot of lies around, and honorable and right. And think about things. This is a mental thing. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. And then he says, then fill your mind. So he says, fix your thoughts, think about things, and fill your mind with thoughts that are excellent and worthy of praise. That passage, friends, gives you the four habits that'll change your life. It gives you the four habits that will give you a breakthrough. And I don't know where you need a breakthrough, but it doesn't matter to me. If you'll do these four things, you'll have a breakthrough. Now, here are the four simple habits. They're simple, but they're not easy to do. Here's the first one. Don't worry about anything. Now, that sounds difficult, but actually, when you learn how fasting breaks worry in your life, you'll understand. Don't worry about anything. Second, he says, pray about everything. You know, if you prayed as much as you worry, you'd have a whole lot less to worry about. And worry doesn't change anything, but prayer does. And then he says, don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Thank God in all things. He says, in everything, give thanks. Did you know that gratitude is the breakthrough attitude? I'll say it again. Gratitude is the breakthrough attitude. It is what gives you, the more grateful you are, the more breakthroughs you're going to have in life. And then number four, he says, stay focused on true things. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Thank God in all things. Stay focused on true things. Every day you have to counteract the lies that you hear around you with a daily intake of God's truth. Now let's look at these four habits for breakthrough.
Oh, listening friend, I hope you're encouraged to seek a breakthrough from God. The message you just heard was from Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church. Last week we began a series called Seeking God for a Breakthrough, and we'll continue this on Tuesday and Wednesday for the next month or so. I so appreciate Pastor Rick Warren's teaching style, his examples, his method of dividing God's Word and sharing it in such a way that we find points of application. If you were tuned in a few months ago, we did a whole series by Pastor Rick Warren on Tuesday and Wednesdays titled, How to Get Through What You're Going Through, and I had more feedback from that series than anything else I've broadcasted during Mark and Friends. And so I found this series, and with this new year upon us, I thought we all need to look for that breakthrough. Whether we're seeking a breakthrough because of health reasons or finances, maybe something going on at work or a relationship, trying to make progress at school or getting ideas at work, maybe having issues with kids or even with God, you're seeking a new breakthrough. I just know that God will use this series in all of our lives. So next Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to look into how to not worry about anything, how to pray about everything, how to thank God in all things, and how to stay focused on true things, looking at Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at wluj.org and greatnewsradio.org under the Mark and Friends tab. I should also mention many of you in the last few days or maybe in the next day or two, if you made a donation to the radio ministry in 2024, you got our exciting update about WDKR 107.3 FM that we're waiting on the FCC to give us approval to move forward. But that frequency can reach over 600,000 people. And we're so excited about what God's going to do with that in the days ahead. It's currently off air. It was a rock and roll station that we acquired. We actually signed the papers on Christmas Eve. And so we sent out that newsletter announcement to all of our donors, along with the 2024 recap of their giving. So if you didn't receive that and you would want to know more about this exciting expansion that God has initiated, just call the station 217-367-7777 or 217-528-2300. We'll be happy to mail you that as we're excited how God is expanding our borders and allowing more people to hear the good news message of Jesus. So I hope as you go about your day today, you'll be thinking about the breakthrough that God has for you and how you, instead of worrying about things, you can refocus on God, that you can resolve to make a choice to seek the Lord, that maybe for the first time you'll try fasting and using those hours or the things you're giving up to focus on the Lord and join with others in prayer, as that'll help you move forward on your breakthrough. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.